Welcome, everyone, to the Gettysburg DAR podcast. Today, we're going to be speaking about our student awards. We annually give four student awards in four different areas, and we're going to just let you in on some of the wonderful magic that happened this year during our student awards ceremony. We have four chairmen that take care of our awards, and they do an awful lot of work to make this wonderful tribute to patriotism and education happen. And we'll just start with Claudia. If you can tell us a little bit about your history award.
Well, my history award started very early in our chapter. They wanted, as soon as they formed in 1903, to start awarding a history award in the schools. And so it was a situation that they had in a school auditorium, and a student was chosen on the history paper that they wrote and was awarded a $5 prize. So later on, the award changed over the years and finally evolved into recognizing some of the fine women that were in our chapter. Elizabeth S. Henning was one of the first ones that we did focus on, and she was a very highly regarded woman in the Gettysburg community. And we are blessed because here in Gettysburg, we have so much history to celebrate. She had operated a bakery in town with her husband for many years and was also a member of the chapter, and she was an officer. What happened was they decided to choose a student in the Gettysburg High School, and this is our only award that happens within the Gettysburg High School. They do recommend to us the person in the school that has the highest grade point in history, that is a junior, but a graduating senior. And so that is what we do every year. Chapter looks forward to it, and we have very good luck with the Gettysburg School and the Social Studies Department giving us a deserving student.
That's great. And I guess we'll do another round and talk about our winners this year. But Marilyn, would you like to say a few words about another contest that we have?
The contest that I coordinated, this is my second year, is called the LCV Wolf Essay Award. It was started in 1965 when an attorney named Charles Wolf donated money to the chapter in memory of his stepmother, who had been a local teacher, and her name was LCB Wolf. So this contest is done every year as it's trickled down from the national and state chapters down to us. A topic is provided and the framework is given, including the bibliography and everything. So we have chosen to focus on fifth grade. So in the beginning of the school year, the information is sent out to the fifth grade teachers with the topic and the parameters for the contest. And we've been awarding three winners within that fifth grade essays. They get judged and are selected. So again, the topic is provided. This year's was on the Boston Massacre. And then in March, of course, we do the awards recognition for the student.
That's great. And Faye, can you tell us something about your contest?
Yes. And this is the Good Citizen Award. And the award is also known as the Marion Peg Scharf Good Citizen Award. And it is in honor of her. She's a past regent and state officer. And the first record we have at the Gettysburg DAR is in 1957, our minutes recall a bond was given to a local high school student, and the student had to take an exam. And they were rated on their leadership, dependability, patriotism, and service. And then by 1979, the exam was discontinued, and then they have the new process that they follow now. And again, it's the whole program is all about and intended to encourage and reward qualities of good citizenship. And the students are selected by the school First, the process is the faculty would choose three students overall out of their senior class, and then they narrow it down by having the student body choose one of those students to be the DAR good citizen for their school. And they are selected based on their dependability, service, leadership, and patriotism. Would you like me to go into some more detail about it?
Oh, I'd love to hear that. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, so there are two parts of this. So once we have all of the DAR good citizens per high school, they are offered the opportunity to continue in this contest and to write an essay, and they could possibly win some scholarship. There are two parts. The first part is personal, and the children or the students have to, I guess they're not really children when they're seniors, but they will complete the following. They have a list of the high school activities that they're involved in, any offices that they have held or awards that they received. They describe briefly how their efforts to serve their community have been effective and or made a difference. They express their future plans, education and career goals, and aspirations for life, any other extracurricular activities such as 4-H, and then they also describe briefly how they feel that they meet those four qualities of the DAR good citizen. They include a grade transcript, two letters of recommendation, and then on top of that, then they do the essay. And this year, the essay's title was, "How Do the Combined Actions of So Many Good Citizens Keep Our Nation Moving Forward?" And our students, each student who participates receives a good citizenship certificate, a wallet recognition card, a pin, and then for our third place winner, they received a $100 check. Second place winner received $200, and our first place winner received $300.
It's great to know those details. It really is a glimpse into the dedication that you have done and the teachers and the guidance counselors and the students to get all of that accomplished. Our last contest that I wanted to just mention is our Junior ROTC medal that is awarded to a Junior ROTC member in Gettysburg. And so I feel like we have all of these different ways that we're trying to inspire students in our area to be patriotic and great citizens and just do a great job in their education. So it makes me proud that we can accomplish all this with our four contests. I think I'll start with our ROTC medal. Jenna was the recipient this year, and she is going to be honored at a spring picnic in Gettysburg in the end of April. So I look forward to awarding her that medal. And Claudia, can you let us know a little bit about your winner this year?
My winner is, well, first of all, she comes from a wonderful family that is very devoted to the history of Gettysburg. And she attends to go to Elizabethtown College, but she is going to be coming back to Gettysburg frequently. She loves history. And her father, in fact, is a sculptor here in Gettysburg and quite renowned for his works here. And that brings so many people to Gettysburg to see all of our beautiful historic monuments. She's a very, very interesting gal. She is going to major in psychology with a minor in history and art, and very, very pleased and grateful to receive the award.
That's great. I loved you took some pictures of her outside of Mrs. Hennig's bakery location.
Well, yeah, I did. Our original thought, because of the COVID virus, that we would not be able to meet with our award recipients, and we were going to mail the awards. So I did contact her. I said, I can either mail this or I can meet you someplace historic, because we'd always been wanting to know where Mrs. Henning's famous bakery was in Gettysburg for so many years. And she lived upstairs with her husband. And she said, of course, I'll come and meet you there. Mm-hmm. So She only lived two blocks away. Her family is active in the Gettysburg College. So we met on a very windy day and took the photographs in front of the bakery.
That's neat. She jumped at the chance of seeing the historic location.
Yes. I don't think she knew, of course, that it had been, you know, the famous bakery in Gettysburg, and everybody needs a good bakery, right?
That's right. So, Marilyn, can you tell us a little about your award winner?
Yeah, we awarded three. Our third place was Casey. Second place went to Logan, and first place to Ashley. And of course, in our award ceremony, she read her essay. And the monetary awards are 150 to the first place, 125 to second, and 75 to third. So those checks had been delivered earlier in the week to the students, to the school.
That's great. And Faye, can you tell us about your winners?
Sure. So we had from Littlestown High School, Hannah S. And then Fairfield, we had Abigail F. From New Oxford High School, Isabella B. From Gettysburg Area High School, we had Aurelia. She was our third place winner. Our second place winner was Abigail F. from Delone Catholic High School. And for our first place winner, his name's Nathan E. from Bermudian Springs.
I know that so many teachers and parents are focusing on how they can prepare their students for being good communicators, good writers especially. And I think if you, Faye, can give us a few words about what you think our contest essays help preparation-wise for the students.
Wow, that's a great question. One thing you have to know, when the students are given the time to do their essay, it's timed, and they don't get any access to any resources. And they have to do this in front of their, either a DAR member or in front of an administrator or a school counselor. So everything they're writing is from their heart and from their mind and what they know. So I was really impressed with, you know, they all did such a great job, and they were all very organized. They all got to the point, answered all of the questions. And as you heard, our grand prize winner, Nathan, how eloquently he spoke too when he read his essay to us. I was very impressed.
Yeah, it was impressive. And that public speaking element I forgot about, that's a great preparation as well. Mm-hmm. So encouraging anyone who's listening to our podcast who has their own children in public, private, or homeschooling, if you can encourage them to participate in our DAR contests or whatever DAR contests are nearby you, since we're located in Gettysburg, we work with Adams County, but just go online to contact your local chapter of DAR and find out what opportunities for these contests, for others like them, and also for scholarships. DAR offers a lot of educational helps, including lesson plans on the main NSDAR website. And Marilyn, can you say a little bit about how the teachers in your contest?
My experience over the last couple of years is, you know, it does take the coordination and inspiration of the teachers. And hopefully then they fold it into their lesson plan. I haven't really explored that, but it makes sense. And, you know, coordinating, pulling together, I'm sure reviewing the essays that the fifth graders do, and then getting that to me. And then on the back end of it, just the coordination for getting the awards out, getting the invitation to the luncheon, all of that. You know, just so appreciate the teachers who are willing to go that extra mile.
Especially this year when they had so much to deal with.
Yes.
I think it was a year ago, just a few days ago, Faye, that you came in and said, I have to help all my students go online, all my teachers go online on Monday. That was amazing.
Friday the 13th.
Right. And Claudia, I think your contest isn't about essays, but about just the general performance of the history student.
Correct.
What do the history teacher communicate to you about how that's done and how they choose the student?
Well, I think in my case, it's done strictly in the grade point. But I think they also view the other things like, you know, it's a very deserving student and a student that will be a fine representative for the Gettysburg High School. So those things all come into play. And I think the student, you know, is very, very proud to have won, particularly this year with all the learning they have to do online. And, you know, there's not a lot of personal interaction. And I think, you know, to have an organization like ours to compliment them and honor them, I think that that means a lot.
That makes sense. And it seemed that the principal working with the fifth graders was really appreciating what DAR is doing.
Yeah, I think that Dr. McFarland was quite proactive as well, and, you know, got in to make sure that it was recognized by the school, not just by us. So I thought that was very nice.
It's wonderful how we can recognize and celebrate each person, each American citizen's participation to build each other up during these hard times. And this is kind of an end celebration for all of our hard work and fun to celebrate with our students. So any last words anyone would like to add? Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And check out the description below this podcast for our website and blog posts and YouTube videos. And we'll see you next time.